This is Near FM
90.3.
Now, I am delighted to be joined in studio by Claire Maguire, and on the phone from Louise Tobin from Island Reads. And this is all part of the Early Years Mentor Programme from the Northside Partnership, part of the Preparing for Life team. Good morning, girls. How are we?
Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning. How are you?
Strangely enough, Louise, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to ask, what is Ireland Reads? Tell me about that.
Okay, so Ireland Reads is a national day to celebrate reading. It's going to take place on Saturday the 25th of February. And basically the libraries and bookshops around Ireland are inviting people to just take a bit of time to themselves to do something that they enjoy, like reading. And if you check out Ireland Reads' website, which is irelandreads.ie, and you can get suggestions of books to read. So the book suggestions have been compiled by librarians. And basically, we're just asking people to pledge a few minutes or an hour or however long they want on the 25th of February to sit down and have a read. It could be a book, it could be a magazine, it could be a graphic novel, it could be a comic, just whatever they want to read. So they pop onto irelandreads.ie and they can pledge the time there. And they can also get suggestions of books to read. So what they can do is, if they decide they want to read for maybe 10 minutes a day, they can pop in 10 minutes, they can choose a genre, so they can choose crime or graphic novel, and they can choose the level, so they can choose like an easy book or a moderate book, and then they'll get a book suggestion for that type of book, and it will tell people how long it will take them to read that book approximately. So if you want to read for 10 minutes a day, a book might take you, I don't know, 30 days or 40 days. So it's just a good way to get suggestions for new books, and it's just a way to get people to pick up a book on Saturday the 25th of February and just take a bit of time for themselves, because reading is so important for people's mental well-being, especially nowadays. And yeah, so that's kind of a very quick overview. It's part of the Healthy Ireland initiative by the government, and the libraries across Ireland are all getting involved. So maybe if you check out dublincitylibraries.ie for more information about your local library branch and to see what's going on the 25th of February. But we're just encouraging everyone to pick up a book and read on Saturday the 25th of February. So if you can squeeze in a read, that would be great.
And of course, the 25th of February is next Saturday. Now, something you mentioned there a couple of times, Louise, and it's something very close to our heart here at Near FM, is libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a firm believer, call me a cynic or whatever you like, that the philosophy of use it or lose it is very much to the fore when it comes to libraries. That is to say, there is one practically on every street corner, particularly in Dublin, and if people don't use them, they could very well lose them from their communities. And you know as well as I know, and Claire knows, once you lose something, it's very hard to get it back.
So we would encourage everyone to pop in to the local branch. I work in the Library and Community section in Dublin City Libraries. And one of my roles is to get out and about into the community. So I go into men's sheds or go into community centres and tell people who might not have set foot into their local branch in a while. I'll let them know all about their branch, all about the stuff that's in the branch, and just tell them how great the staff are and how great everything is in the library. Because I think people don't realise what exactly is available in their local library branch. We do have books, we have, you know, brilliant kids sections, we have young adult sections, but we also have stuff like a sensory cubby. So in Coolock Library, which is just around the corner from yourselves, there is a sensory cubby, which is a self-contained unit that people can program with different visuals, different music, different kind of effects. And they can go in and just kind of either de-stress or, you know, get themselves more energized. It's aimed at children and adults who have maybe some sensory issues. But, you know, if you want to have a look at it, if you pop into Coolock Library, and they'll be happy to show it to you. And also we do have sensory toys behind the desk in the library branches in Dublin. So the sensory toys, again, are designed for children who might have sensory issues. So if you pop into your local library branch and ask them for the sensory toys, they will be happy to give you them to use in the library as well. And we also have like laptops, we have tablets, we have PCs, we have free Wi-Fis, we have free newspapers, we have free magazines, and we have a thing called StePen, which is a scanner that it's the size of a pen, and you basically scan text and it will read the text aloud. So it's quite good for people who might have some difficulties and vision problems or, you know, reading, and it talks in a nice, normal human voice as opposed to robotic voice. So again, it's quite good for people who are learning languages. And we also have an energy savings kit. So that has a thing that has stuff like a thermal detector scanner, which helps people see if they're losing energy in any spots in their house so they can rectify that. So there's loads of stuff to do in the libraries. And I think people, if they haven't been to their local library branch in a while, maybe just pop in, have a look and see what's going on. And there's other events going on as well. So if they go onto Dublin City Library's website, so just dublincitylibraries.ie, have a look at the events section. Or we do have a Facebook page as well for most of the library branches. There's always events going on. There's always groups meeting up. There's book clubs. There's sewing clubs. There's quilting clubs. There's card clubs. And there's always events for kids, adults, and young adults. So people just pop onto the website or pop into the local branch. They'll see all the amazing things we have going on in the branches. So, yeah, I just encourage people to do that.
Thanks a million for that. A very, very comprehensive description there, Louise. And it's, I think it's very important that people listen to that because they're not Dickensian old buildings full of dusty old books anymore. The libraries have changed completely from what they were, certainly when I was young anyway. Claire, you're frozen with the cold there waiting to get involved in this. I have lost count of the amount of interviews I've done here in relation to the Preparing for Life and the work that the Preparing for Life team does. So I'm not really going to go over all ground and talk about Preparing for Life because I think everybody at this stage should know what's involved in that. But what I am going to get you to come in on and comment on is the aspect of something maybe that was a lot more common when we were younger, and that is maybe parents reading to children and getting children to read from an early age. How important is that in the development of a child?
So really it's about like encouraging those literacy skills from a very young age. So with parents, like thankfully now Dublin City Library have generously actually offered a collection of 100 books to the earlier services that we work with. So these are going to be of huge benefit to them because some of them are planning to maybe set up a mobile library within the service to promote literacy for children and also to set up a library for parents as well that they can borrow books if they wish.
And again, I mean, you know, the thing with this is that, and it's a fabulous initiative, it is an absolutely fabulous initiative, but to come back to the point of, in the number one, I suppose, if we could maybe compartmentalize it into two sections in relation to the development in the early years of a child, that's one section that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. But if you can get the child reading earlier, let us say, okay, or early later in life, and I'm talking like in the life cycle, we'll say when the child hits sort of 9, 10, 11 years of age, if you have them reading from an earlier age, have we studies to see how that benefits the child at a later stage? Are they more inclined to absorb information quicker? Are they more inclined to have a better comprehension of what they're studying? Where are the benefits of it, Claire?
Yeah, I think exposing children to like language at an early age like has huge benefits from when they're small babies, you know, literally that like serve and return piece where you're listening to them and they're getting to interact with you even in a non-verbal way. You know, promotes those communication skills and social skills for later life as well. And of course, like, the amount of knowledge that is available in books for children as well is amazing, and it's a great way to actually, like, from doing it from an early years point, it means that then in later life they have this love of reading, which really will help them and support them through their school life as well, as I suppose their later life too, when they can actually want that knowledge as well and have that desire to read, you know, and to for them to be able to, I suppose, look at their interests as well through books as well.
Tell me this, Louise, in relation to this, I mean, where did the germ of the idea come from, and did it take a lot of work and time to put this together and bring it to fruition for the 25th?
Yeah, so the Ireland Reads campaign is kind of a separate campaign to the initiative that I have with Parenting for Life. So the Parenting for Life project, as I said, I work at the library and community section, and one of our aims is to make sure that reading is accessible as possible to everyone in Dublin. So one of the ways we do that is we put out book collections into places. So as Claire was saying, we have given about 940 books to the earlier centres in and around Derndale. So what I did was I chose 94 books altogether. There's 19 books for children aged between 0 and 2, so babies and toddlers. And then there's 75 books for children aged between 2 and 5, so for the older children. And there's a collection of board books and picture books. So, yeah, it was a good bit of work went in to making sure that the correct books were chosen, books that would be entertaining and fun, but also books that would have would help, you know, children develop. So there is kind of research done into how board books can help children, especially babies, develop. So I think it's never too early to get a book into a child's hands. And so for board books in particular, they're great for just teaching the basic reading concepts of, you know, turning pages and following the text from left to right. And also, if you're reading a board book with a baby and you point out the pictures to them, name them, that will kind of develop the baby's, you know, language skills. And then it would also introduce words that they might not hear in day-to-day conversation as well. It also is great for their emotional learning. So babies just don't read the books; they'll follow the grown-up's cues. So if a grown-up is, you know, frowning because a character has done something sad, the baby will pick up that on that cue, and it's great for bonding as well with the baby. So it's one-to-one time that you might not have otherwise, and it's also great for just establishing a routine with the baby. Because we all know some babies just don't sleep at nighttime, and so if you set up a bedtime kind of ritual or routine where you have a board book with a baby, and then it kind of gets into routine of, you know, the baby understands it's nearly time for bed. And then going on to the older books, so the picture books are great for promoting literacy, recovery skills, and sentence structure and story analysis. So one of the things with the picture books is the illustrations are amazing. It also inspires kind of visual thinking. So it will help. The pictures will help the children understand what they're reading and allow new readers to analyse the story in a picture book as well. And it will help them, you know, figure out the narrative, which will help increase their comprehension. It also increases engagement between, you know, parents and teachers with the children. And they're fun. You know, I think a child's introduction to reading has to be fun. If it's boring or if it's not fun, it might put the child off reading. So the books I've chosen in this collection, they're fun books, they're educational books. And there's one book in particular that I absolutely love. It's called A Hero Called Wolf by Lucy Rowland. It's kind of a feel-good rhyming picture book. And it's about a book. It's a book about a wolf who loves reading, and he loves popping into his local library and talking to the librarian. But he realizes that all the wolves in the books are bad characters. And so he goes about trying to write his own book. And it's a nice positive message about being the hero of your own story. So just I think reading in general is great. I'm obviously quite biased about that, but reading to children does have a lot of benefits. And the collection of books that is going to go out to the earlier centres in Derrindale has been selected and tailored to ensure that the local children have access to the very best books, but on top of that as well, that they have fun while doing so. So,
Claire, talk to me about Louise and her team and how important they are for you. And actually, I'm going to give you a good run at this now. How important they are for you in the Preparing for Life team, and also whichever one of you want to can come in on this one about how people can get involved with this next Saturday. So Claire, over to you.
Okay, so like this has been a brilliant initiative for the early years services. Like, I think we can never have enough books, to be honest, for children within the services. And again, the vast amount of like topics these covers, like there's, you know, as Louise said, like nearly 100 books for each service, and they're covering from like animals to emotions to nursery rhymes to fairy tales. And there's like lots of well-known ones in there as well that we would know. And there's also some new ones that will be of interest to the children as well. So for us, we've like 9 services that are taking part in this initiative, which include Bonnybrook Early Education Centre, Bunratty Community Childcare, Derrindale Bellcamp Integrated Childcare Service, Doris Bui and Moshu Early Education Centre. So that's name but a few of them. But each of those are going to receive this collection of books, and they have great plans for them as well. So they're going to be looking at putting in place a mobile library. So they want to place value on these books because it's such a beautiful collection that they're getting for the service. We want to make sure that they're, you know, valued, and that we're teaching children as well about caring for books and you know, to look after them, because sometimes there can be that tendency for especially young children to like rip books and things like that. So we want to make sure that they learn to value books and value reading and in tune with that. So the mobile library, so we're going to, there, a lot of them have planned to put together like a bookshelf that they can move around the service, and the children will be able to actually role model using the library by actually borrowing the books as well from the library and from their own library. And then there's also plans to set up library for families to borrow books as well, so to be able to bring them out into the community too, and to encourage reading at home with families as well. So that's really important. And then like really overall for the services to get this this lovely book collection, like it really will promote, like what Louise has said there about how important literacy is as well, to promote literacy and numeracy. It will support their curriculum development as well, allow them to extend play opportunities, exploring and thinking and communication. It will also promote, I know Louise had said when we were discussing this that the initiative was grounded in promoting diversity and inclusion as well within the community from a young age. It will also support the children's imagination, and then to really create that love of reading for the children and their families as well.
And this, while the Ireland Reads Day is the 25th of February, quite obviously Preparing for Life team are working right through the year as well. So, I mean, we will have you back at a later stage, obviously, to talk about other initiatives that are going to be taking place throughout the year. It's still early, still only February. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, people really should maybe stop for a moment and think about the amount of work that the Preparing for Life team does, and that's only a tiny section of the amount of work that the Northside Partnership are doing for the community that we live and work in. And just on that note, as always, a huge thanks to Sarah Classy for organising this for me this morning. Well done, Sarah. You would be hoping, I presume, Claire, that this is not going to be, while you were hoping, obviously, that Saturday is going to be a humongous success, this is an ongoing process. This just isn't about one day in the year.
Absolutely. Well, that's like, I think for the services, that's like when this initiative came forward, you know, we were very keen to discuss plans for I suppose, how to value these resources as well coming through for them, that it isn't just going to be we put a few books into the book area in the room. We wanted it to be this collection to be used, and that could be of benefit to so many people within the service, hence why we suggested, I suppose, a plan of putting in place the mobile library for them within their service as well, to value it, and, you know, just to give everyone an opportunity to actually benefit from it.
Now, we know about Louise. If you want to avail of Louise's services and the services her team provides, it's on practically every street corner. Just go into your local library. What about Preparing for Life, Claire? How do people get involved in that?
So I'm just a small part of the bigger team, I suppose, with the early years services. Like, we work directly supporting the early years services that would be catering for the children within the area. So the wider Preparing for Life team, again, support families as well. And we have a website, preparingforlife.ie, and there's also, you can directly phone in as well if there's anything specific that you want to discuss, and that the number is 01-877-1509, or you can also email pfl.info@nspartnership.ie.
And don't worry, my friends, if you didn't get those details first time around, this, along with our other interviews today, will be available on our Listening In service later on, hopefully in the day, or if not, tomorrow. So don't panic if you didn't get them. You can go to the website, click on the Listening In, and you'll be able to hear this interview. In the meantime, it only remains for me to thank Claire Maguire, Early Years Mentor and Programme Officer with the Preparing for Life team up at the Northside Partnership, and Louise Tobin from Dublin City Libraries. Girls, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was really, really informative, and I do encourage people, number one, locally here, to get involved with the Preparing for Life team, and on the broader spectrum in relation to Louise and her input into the interview, please, please, please avail of the services of your local library. Girls, until we talk again, thank you so much for this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks.
This is Near FM
90.3.